just come and have a look.
Like it's really, I don't understand what I'm talking about.
Shit.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this meeting of the Ku-ring-gai Local Planning Panel. Firstly, on behalf of the panel, I recognise the traditional custodians of the land, the Ku-ring-gai people, and on whose land we meet. There are no apologies that are recorded. The panel, as you probably aware, is an independent panel, not being members of the council or employed by the council. Each one of the panel is appointed either on the basis of their expertise in this field or on the basis that they represent the community interests. My name is Angus Talbot. I'm the chair of the panel, and I practice law various facets as a solicitor, a barrister, generally in this type of area, and I also presided as a judge for 15 years on the Land and Environment Court. I'll ask the other members of the panel to introduce themselves, starting on my left, so that you can understand the nature of the expertise that we bring to the considerations that we have to make.
My name is Frank Kay. I'm the community representative. I've been a resident in the Ku-ring-gai area for 20 years and also a qualified practicing town planner.
My name's Jeremy Teresi. I'm a town planner. I've been a planner for around 33 years, of which 15 years in local government and 18 years thereabouts now in private enterprise. And I act for a number of councils, both in court matters and assessing development applications.
My name is James Coleman. I'm in private practice as an architect and town planner, have been for many years. I teach at three universities in Sydney, and I have a particular interest in urban design and the public domain.
I ask whether any panel member has a declaration of interest in any of the matters which are to be determined by the panel.
No.
Any staff member associated, any interest to declare? Each speaker listed to speak will be invited to come forward and sit before the microphones where those chairs are, and will be asked to limit the time of their address to 3 minutes, and after that time there will be before that time there'll be a 30-second warning bell, and then the 33 minutes will end, and hopefully you'll be able to wind up in that time. The first item on the business relates to the development proposed for 58 Westbrook Avenue, Warunga, alterations and addition to the rear of the dwelling and use of subfloor area for habitable purposes. The no person has registered to speak in relation to that matter, so the panel will reserve its decision based upon the material that it has, and the decision will be published on the website either late this afternoon or tomorrow. The second matter that's listed for determination relates to the property 17 to 21 Linfield Avenue, Linfield. There are alterations and additions, including restoration of external fabric and existing heritage mixed-use premises and a rear addition. There are, in this case, some persons listed to speak in relation to the proposal. The first person is Mr. Stephen Kudas. There was some difficulty about him getting here, and perhaps he's maybe coming through the door in a moment. No? Mr. Kudas obviously hasn't been able to make it. The next person who's listed is Mr. Ian Glendinning. Mr. Glendinning, are you here?
I am.
Come forward, please. Make yourself comfortable, take one of the microphones, and your 3 minutes should start when you're ready.
I think you should call the architect up, Mr. White, at the same time.
If you want to. Mr. White as well.
Essentially, I'll be just here to respond to any issues if there are.
Yes, there might be some questions.
Yep.
You don't wish to specifically address the.
It's a great application that should be approved.
Yes, I thought that might be what you said. There are some matters that members of the panel may wish to ask. Mr. Glendinning, what's your role in this? You're the
consultant town planner.
You're the town planner, and Mr. White, your role is the architect.
I'm the architect, right. That's right.
All right, thank you. Mr. Teresi has some questions, first of all.
Yes, I've got two questions. One relates to the bin storage area. Obviously, you've got residential and commercial storage. We've had conversations with council, and we're going to clarify this after the meeting. However, one of the concerns I have is having the bins actually stored out for collection on the actual footpath, given you've got that shop activation. So
it's a shared concern, I might say.
Sure. So the issue is whether the panel would have any objections, the applicant have any objections should we impose a condition which actually requires all collection of bins to occur directly from the actual bin store area.
No, we don't have any objection because that's something that can be managed. There are a number of contractors these days that can do waste disposal other than just the council. So it could be handled through a private contract with the owner.
So even the residential, if it applied to the residential as well, is that something you're saying?
Look, I think there's no choice. I mean, it is a problem. It's something that does need to be addressed to share the panel's concerns.
Yeah.
It's a very tight site. Everything has been designed on that site to manage a number of wish lists. The nonetheless was being the council's wish list for how they want that site developed to enhance the public area that's going to be developed on the council car park site.
As I said, I guess with the bin storage area being right on the main road, it just seemed the logical thing to do to be able to access it directly. The other question I've got is relating to the graphic panels which you're proposing in the design. As you know, there's two facing the rear lane and one facing the side lane.
Yes.
On the plans, you've got a notation which basically just says graphic panel to be inserted on the inside. Have you got any ideas of what you're proposing to do in terms of that sort of detail? In terms of, is it going to be a permanent element which is going to be fixed there? Or is it something which can is easily removable?
Look, it would be something permanent. A lot of the design of this was actually directed by the council's consultant urban planner, and this was one of the concepts that came out of the lengthy consultation discussions we had with that consultant urban planner.
Right.
So there's been no thought given to what that detail might be.
Right.
but it was the intention of the urban planner that that would help enliven that facade and provide some interest to the public space that's being developed behind.
Right, okay. Thank you. Mr. Kerr, did you resolve the question you wish to ask?
I've got a question regarding the details of the parapet walls of the beam area. So that's the parapet wall the southern boundary adjacent to the neighbour's garage.
Right.
It appears that there is no southern elevation submitted. So but based on the information that you have provided, is that wall, it appears that wall is higher than the balustrade of the neighbour's garage, slightly higher.
That may well be the case. The land at that neighbour's garage, and this is related to Mr. Stephen Kouilis, that slab is in extremely poor condition, and we don't know what will actually happen with that balustrade on the neighbour's property. So there's an unforeseen element there that relates to the condition of that slab over the garage.
So is it your intention to then have that parapet wall, the new parapet wall on the southern boundaries, built a metre above the floor level of the terrace?
We would need to, the idea would be to delineate the space between the neighbour's garage and our client's rooftop.
Is there an existing barrier?
No, there's not. There's no existing wall there. It's one continual slab right across both garages. So it carries over two separate titles.
Well, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've got a number of questions, most of them fairly minor, I think. But firstly, on DA11101, on the Coxley Lane frontage, there's a ramp. And I'm not quite sure what the function of that ramp is, where does it go, and what's its purpose. The plans are not clear, and there's no cross-section through that ramp.
Okay. That ramp provides the disabled access to the lower shop from that area there.
I see. Okay.
Because the level stipulated by council in terms of the floor level of that separate tenancy at the rear, facing the rear lane, that required steps down from the rear lane, from the Chapman Avenue frontage. And so to provide disabled access into that tenancy, that ramp is there for that purpose.
Good. Now the bin storage area has been referred to already. Can you tell me what the track which would have to be followed by the unit holder on the say on the upper levels to get their bins down to that storage area?
Well, it's exactly what happens now, and that is that they have to come down through the main entrance and they access their bins that way, and that is the current situation.
So all the unit holders are really stuck with the existing arrangements?
Yes, that's true.
Mm.
And that's not changing.
No, okay.
The location of the bins. At the moment, the bins are all still at the back of the building.
Right.
And all we do now is put those bins in a more discreet location so they're not on such public.
Yes, I think the location is better. Than
yes.
But
so there's no rebuilt garbage chutes or anything in this building.
No.
It's a heritage building. We have to live with what exists.
Okay, now the bin storage area itself is on a ramp.
Yes.
Now, I know from hard experience at home, if I set my bin on a ramp, it rolls away, or it could roll away, and that ramp is quite steep.
What you might be suggesting would be some steps on the part where the bins actually store.
your ramp would be necessary to be able to get them down.
Yes. Yes.
But I suspect that you might be heading towards the suggestion that there be pads created on the part where the bins are stored.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just flag that.
Happy to have that.
That's a pretty minor matter. But,
it's a valid point. And garbage on this site was quite difficult.
Yes. Now, how will you achieve deliveries into the pharmacy, the new extended area, at ground floor level?
Exactly the same way that it occurs now. It happens from Linfield Avenue. There's no adequate rear access to the pharmacy, so all deliveries currently coming through the front door.
So there'll be more demand on that.
There'll be some extra demand, but in actual fact, there'll be, at the moment, there's two tenancies there, a chemist shop and a butcher. The butcher, as part of this application, would not be there, so there'll be one less delivery happening to a butcher shop.
Would you see the need for after-hour delivery?
Look, the current situation appears to work. I don't know that there's any stipulated after-hour delivery there for the chemist shop or for the butcher shop, for that matter. It appears to work. There must be some deliveries and loading bays nearby that they're able to use, and that's how it works currently.
But the new business will be busier, won't it?
As I said, there'll be somewhat of a balance between the loss of the butcher shop and the extension of the pharmacy.
Okay. The terrace rooftop.
Yes.
At the moment it's accessible, and it appears that it will be, it's seen as a public space.
That's right.
In the future.
Yes.
Can you tell the panel what you might have in mind for refurbishing that? Because at the moment it's essentially a derelict area, needs a lot of work, and it's there's an internal heritage element here too, because when you go up on the deck, you're looking at the top of the parapets, you're looking at quite a lot of interesting detail.
That's right.
So, what do you have in mind for that space?
We haven't stipulated anything for this space. It is accessible to the current residents and will remain so. It needs, as you say, a lot of work. There are some serious structural issues with the parapet itself. We've had a preliminary look at that. Engineers have looked at it. So, we're very keen to get this DA approved so we can start that work. We haven't stipulated what the functions might be that are up there. We've located some air conditioning units up there that would be screened so that they're not visible from other higher level units now.
Yeah.
But in answer to your question about have we stipulated an activity that occurred there, that could occur there, no, we haven't. Other than what is used now, it's accessible.
But can I take it that you see it as a heritage space?
Oh, the whole building is a heritage building.
Yeah.
So, irrespective of what part we're looking at, every part has a heritage contribution to make. Oh, well, Lena just reminded me that we're not proposing to build anything there, if that was the intent of the question.
Yeah.
That was what you were saying.
Well, it shows a proposed location for air conditioning units.
That's right.
Presumably they're not there now.
No, they're not there. No.
So that is some work.
But we're not proposing any additional accommodation on that level.
No. Just a general question about heritage. It seems that the council at the moment is looking at an opportunity to refurbish what could be the entire strip in due course. That entire strip of heritage buildings along Linfield Avenue, of which yours is only part. And that's a rare opportunity for Ku-ring-gai. There's few, if any, of buildings like this in this area. Have you talked to any other owners about how what you're doing could be seen as a precedent or as a trigger for other improvements in that?
We did have a very early discussion with Stephen Cruz. It was more about the legal issues related to a concrete
slab that is in very poor condition. We did meet with the owner of the building at the far end of this block. He has effectively refurbished his building
yes,
as far
yes.
as he will probably ever go in
yeah.
the time of his ownership. As to the other ones in between, each one is a separate tenancy. So not a tenancy, separate ownership. So
we're very hopeful that this application will set a precedent and encourage some of the other landowners to follow our lead.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
has started
no.
yet.
No.
But hopefully this will trigger
yeah.
some interest.
But the council has given a lot of thought to the refurbishment of the plaza area, the public.
Oh, and the council have had a very big input into our development.
Yes.
The design that has arrived here has been designed by a committee, virtually,
yeah.
because not it was our input at first, and then the council urban consultant planner became involved. So it's been very much a team effort of council heritage officers, council consultant urban planner, and our own input that has created the see before you today.
Okay, and finally, the entrance of Cochlear Lane, I think it's you're retaining that as a heritage entrance.
That's right.
We were told today that Cochlear Lane is going to be closed off at that end in due course.
Right.
So that raises the question of lighting and treatment of pavement materials and even landscaping and so on. Are you a part of that?
We
are part of that insofar as the development control plan for that location sets out development standards that the council is seeking to achieve.
Okay, because an opportunity.
It's council land,
yes.
It's council land right at that doorstep.
Yes, it could greatly enhance the ambience of your entrance
yep.
when that's done.
Mm,
yes.
That's right.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
There is another question.
Just in terms of the bin area, I've noticed that it hasn't got a roof on it. Is there any reason why it can't be roofed?
I need to look at that. I think, yes, it had something to do with the issue of heritage and maintaining. It was a very particular point that the council had, that they wanted that slot that intrudes back in there to be left free. It was actually a council direction that we follow that concept.
Okay.
So there's no roof over it, and there's still this visual separation of that part of the building from the adjoining building.
Thank you.
So, Judge, you don't remember me from Musselbrook Scone days?
I do remember the Cleveland family well.
Yes. You were just a mere solicitor in those days.
Yeah, I was just anyway.
And James, you were one of my lecturers. You don't remember that?
I have positioned developing into some sort of
trip down memory
suggestion that the panel should take regard to these matters. But I can assure you it won't.
Well, I have very strong memories of James and lecture matters.
Oh, well. You wouldn't have any memories of me in there.
Well, I've got one more question after that.
Oh,
after that. It's coming back to the point raised earlier about the artwork. Those two panels which face the future village green. At the moment, they seem to be sitting within a narrow vertical space, glazed externally,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe 700 mil back to the artwork itself.
Yes.
Now, one of the sections shows what could be a little, how do I call it, a floor. There's a little horizontal element at the foot of the panel, of the art panels.
Which section are you referring to?
Where is it? Yes, DA1302. It's a very thin green element. It looks like a little cantilevered floor of some kind.
No, that's something beyond. I think it's the window frame beyond.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's a void from the proposed new shop.
That's right.
Extending vertically.
Yes.
Right. So there would be access to that artwork at some future point for maintenance.
That's right.
Now, what about lighting and the general impact on the public domain outside? What have you got any?
We haven't put any detail into that. It's something that could be conditioned, that if you'd like that graphic panel illuminated at night time, it could be. It was intended to add some life to the public space behind.
Well, it's Mr. Chair, I appreciate it's not in the panel's job to design this for you, but looking ahead, if the public domain becomes a nice, activated, popular spot at night and day, then there's an opportunity to make the most of those two panels as nighttime attractions, as well as something that might be seen behind glass during the day.
I don't think our clients have any objection to that.
There's a real challenge there to get some serious civic art.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, the design of that additional element has been quite a challenge for a lot of people involved in it.
Yeah.
So any suggestion that might be made by the panel is welcome. Yes, it's intended to enliven that space civically. And it happens to be that would be desirable at night time. That would be fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nothing further from the panel, and there's nothing further comes out of those questions that you wish to address the panel about. The panel will now adjourn the meeting to the conference room. The decisions will be made and the outcome will be published on the website.